Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The only thing that is consistent in the Louisville basketball program is how bad they are.
That's right.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Kenny Payne didn't want to talk to us in the summer. He didn't want to talk to us in the fall. So we don't really need to talk about it now.
And James Strebel.
I'll be seeing Oscar Seaway's sweat coming off his brow. How about that?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Most of us have heard about No Shave November. None of us thought that No Win November would be a thing. Alas, here we are. As your Louisville Cardinals lose yet again this year, falling to 0-7 on the season, winless in the month of November. Again, the worst record since 1940.
You know what I'm gonna say. The best part of that sound is the dinging in the background, right? While
yep.
Ethan is sitting there sad. Is that him or is that us? It's always us. Hey, welcome in. Ugh. What a duty night of college basketball locally. I don't mind saying it. Jack, you would have been better off having Indiana play last night and have them beat North Carolina so you could have been the shining example because
which
Kentucky,
IU post game tonight, 11:15, right
11,
here. He has me at 680-1057.
If you're lucky, 11:15.
Hopefully 11:15, probably
yeah,
11:30.
11:15. It's a big game. Jack will be here. The chance of me, no offense, Jack, being awake for that one in 8 hours, not great.
The goal is to recruit Spencer Brown to board up because he's already going to be there producing Louisville women's postgame. We'll see if I'm successful or not.
Yeah, but there's still some time there between you going on the air and them going off the air. You're used to the football side and the men's basketball side.
That's true.
What?
Yeah, no. That flicker just went off in my head. Well, I mean, like, they'll start at, like, 10 p.m., which means they'll end at 11.
You would imagine.
Yeah.
It won't be too bad, actually.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN Louisville.com, hanging out on this Wednesday. And Pat Forty's going to join us. We're going to push Mike DeCourcy back. He's doing some more football stuff today. For people that care, I got money. I got a couple different small props on Argentina. They are tied. They are going to win this game. They are assaulting Poland right now. So that is going on. And I have Saudi Arabia, Mexico. I have Saudi Arabia, Arabia plus 425, Jack. So whenever you see that, you put 10 bucks on it. You understand what I'm telling you? So that's going on, and we're loaded. Pat Forty going to join us, like I said, his normal Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Okay. As we sit here today on this Wednesday in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line, I sit here today, and I guess there's two things, although there's tentacles of these two things. There's roads that we can wander down. I think for me, and there's probably three things, Jack. I think for me, I'm a little worried about Kentucky basketball, and I don't mind saying it. So I want to get to that. Jack was there last night in what Ethan Moore calls Lexganistan. We can get to that. Like, I mean, if I'm wrong and they're a great team and they're a one seed in March and everything else, they win the SEC, we can have that conversation. I'm wrong. That's fine. I'm just saying right now, I'm actually a little worried about Kentucky basketball. So that is number one. Number two, we have talked on this show, Jack, for a long time. For the last, well, I say a long time, at least the last month, we were ahead in talking about it before the season, and we have talked about it ever since the exhibition season started. And you know, with Leanne Rimes and who's the other team? Who's the team that actually
Chaminade.
Beat Chaminade? And we've talked about it, and we've talked about it. Argentina just scored on something that was bum, too. Oh, Jack, it was bum, and it's not a guy I had either. Ugh, that's not good, Jack. Ugh. Anyway, I sit here today, and I'm like, we said that rebuilding and losing games would be something, let's be honest, that human nature cannot deal with. It's nothing wrong with the Louisville fan. If the Kentucky team were this bad, Jack, you've been through it. Good God, you've been through it with Indiana. Fans react, and it's nice to say, hey, we're going to rebuild for a couple years, but when you are in the middle, and especially U of L, that's been told a number of different times that they're going to rebuild, when you have to now go through it again and you are seeing in fruition how very long it's going to take, it is human nature, guys, to buck the system. It is. And that's where Louisville fans are. Last night, and Jack, you may disagree with this. Now, you and Greer, I mean, you taped your podcast, your video cast today.
Yeah, and it'll publish around like 6:15, 6:30 this evening.
Like, you guys may disagree with this, but I saw people last night, they were like, you know, this is worse, it can't continue. I'm like, this is just the kind of game. Argentina had a guy named McAllister score, Jack. Who the hell's that?
Kevin McAllister?
I have everyone else on the team, and McAllister scoring? Not Messi, not Di Maria, none of those guys. I can't get a Lewandowski from somebody. What the hell are we doing right now? Anyway, this is who they are. We know this is who they are. And what else do you want me to say? And last night was just a continuation of what this team is. And we all talked about it. Yes, it's going to be a rebuild. Yes, you're going to lose games. Now, of course, we did not think it would be every game, and we did not think it would be like, you know, losing by 30 and not being in any of these games. And I think that is going to be what you're looking at. I think the over-under right now for Louisville wins is absolutely 3.5. Absolutely, it's 3.5. Because if you give me 4.5 right now, you're telling me there might be a chance somewhere they can win a fifth, and I'm telling you there's no way they can win a fifth. That's just where this team is. And where we are also, and we have seen it, Jack, within the walls of ESPN Louisville, is Kenny Payne is not a unifying hire. He is quite literally the most divisive hire that you could have. He was wanted by some old-timers. No doubt there was pressure. No doubt you have a new AD. No doubt there was pressure on him. It's not getting rid of Chris Mack where you can pay some guy, you know, you can pay a guy some money and everybody moves on. Oh, no, it's not that. There is emotion evolved here. You get rid of a coach. You may love that coach, but you move on. There is a connection here that is different. And that's what we've talked about. The team is bad. The team is not getting better. The team is not trying. And Bob talked about it. Listen, part of this is human nature. They are being humiliated every game. And it's not going to change. We haven't even, and Jack, you would agree with this, we haven't even got to the ACC yet. We haven't even got to, like, the grind. We haven't even got to where guys are tired. Guys are injured. Guys are checked out. Guys are thinking of transferring. We haven't even got to that. We have moved out of the hopeful part, but we are still on the back end of that early season college basketball. We are still, you know, what are we, halfway through the non-con? 60% through the non-con. I don't know, I have been trying sitting here today because, you know, me and Dina are talking about, you know, post-game shows and everything else. And, like, God bless Ethan Moore and the other guys. Taylor Lynch, I think, over the weekend. Like, the Jack, you'll be called. Like,
I'll be ready.
like finding analysis of this team. There's a civil war going on right now in Louisville basketball. You have fans that are on one side. You have fans that are on the other, and they are battling. And the Louisville fan base coming out of the NCAA, coming out of the IARP, finally have the coach that you want. You get through the Chris Mack. You get to the other side. There's light at the end of the tunnel. There's DJ Wagner at the end of the tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel is this pile of feces. And it hurts more because you celebrated and you went through the feces of the NCAA for 5 years. You're on the other side. You're just asking to be respectable. You're in a relationship. Just respect me. Don't even love me. Don't even make the NCAA tournament. And they can't do that. They are a poorly coached team. They are a poorly constructed team. And that's Kenny Bain's fault. It's Nolan Smith's fault. It's Josh Jamison's fault. And it's what Danny Manning's. It's their fault. They could have done more, and they could have been better, and it's okay to say that. It doesn't mean I'm firing it, but what it does mean, the way they're playing, the way they're losing, Scott Satterfield's got to walk into Josh Hurd's office, and he has got to explain to him how this team is going to get over the hump, and how this team is going to have a quarterback in a passing game that is respectable. Kenny Payne's got to walk into Josh Hurd's office with a plan that is expedited outside of 4 years, which is what we're trying to be fed. Again, I'm not calling for Kenny Payne's job, but everyone around here acted like the growing pains of this season would be something that we could swallow. I didn't know a better way to say that. I apologize. And it
would be
not
something we could accept.
There would be something that we could live with. And no one's going to be able to live with this. The data has changed, as our guy Lachlan McClain has often said. The data was, the bar was low. And now the bar cannot get low enough. That's how bad it is. And it's not getting better. I can't even foresee a path that gets better. I mean, and I got to be honest, I know this is an overreaction probably. You know, I thought Louisville basketball was going to be able to jump out of it. I'm worried right now they're not. And not even this year. It's just, this represents something that is a disease within a program. And it needs cleansed. I mean, you look at some guys, what would it be, Jack? Potentially Lands, Wheeler, who else?
Mike James.
Fabio Basile, Devin Ream, Mike James. Not all those guys will come back. If you want to keep a couple of those, by the way, Mexico just had the most amazing goal I've seen in a while. They're up 2-0. Oh, you got it. Listen, it was plus 425, Jack. You got to put some money on it, okay? You bum. I lost that one. At least it wasn't an ENCE bet. I feel better about that. That's an Andy Sweeney bet.
I don't know, but then you could laugh at it more.
It would create content. That's all it would do. It would be me paying DraftKings and or FanDuel to create content and slander Jason ENCE. I don't know, man. I don't know how to talk about it. I don't know how it's getting better. We talked about the losses and what they would mean, and now you got a full-blown verbal war going on with Louisville fans. Period. Stop. That's what you have going on. You have what we thought was going to be the most unifying hire that the University of Louisville could make. And it was quite literally, it has ended up being the most divisive ever. I often wonder, Jack, and I really do, if they had hired, and who would fit this bill? Not Kevin Willard. Not a well-respected coach that, you know, had taken a team to a tournament. You know, a guy like Chris Mack, right? Maybe even a guy not seen as having as much upside as Chris Mack. I don't know. Would the Murray State guy be that?
Matt McMahon?
Would McMahon be that? I don't know. If they bring in somebody that, or maybe someone that we even don't even know. Like, we kind of know Matt McMahon. If it was somebody
what about,
else,
what and, about Golden, the guy at Florida now from San Francisco?
Perfect.
Todd
if they brought him in and it looked like this, what would the conversation be? What would the percentages be? It would be what? It'd be 95%, Jack. We wouldn't have to dance around the Kenny Payne conversation. We wouldn't have to dance around the Kenny Payne should be gone conversation. That's what we're doing right now. Oh, if this was sports radio and Matt McMahon or Todd Golden were the head coaches here, we wouldn't mind running their ass out of town. You know why? I saw you get Scott Satterfield. He maybe flirted with South Carolina. He wanted to run his ass out of town. After he won you 9-8 games, gave you hope, he just came off Bobby Petrino, toxicity, 2 wins, and you were ready to get rid of him, and you're still holding it against him. It's one reason why none of you show up to the games. Oh, I wonder what the percentage would be right now if it were somebody like that. A guy you didn't know, a mid-major coach, whatever it was. What the conversation would be. It's rough right now for Kenny Payne. He's going to have to walk in after this year and explain why he wants to be the head coach, why he should be the head coach. It's not charity at U of L. This basketball team is not that. And the anger is growing, and the frustration is growing, and the embarrassment is growing. And with each and every game, you get further down the hole. You get further down the well, Jack. Whatever example you want to use, you get further away from who you were and who you're supposed to be. And that's Louisville basketball right now. By the way, Mexico leads 3-0. They scored 3 goals in like 2 minutes, Jack. Oh, man, Texas has a different sport. It reminds me of the Joker Phillips Hire. Viva La Mexico. Yeah, bleep off. It's minus 215. I'm not betting that. Come on, Saudi Arabia. Didn't you think they were going to get a call from the, from the Qatari crowd or something, the refs or something, Jack? I mean, did we think? Isn't this like Clemson? Isn't it like when Saudi Arabia
plays? Did they meet at the ball after the game?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what would be the equivalent of the first down marker?
Offsides.
yeah, good point.
Be something like that. I don't know. Texas says, what about Cronin? I mean, what about him? What about him? Texas says, well, please, someone edit the Kenny Payne won these games sound to make it say Kenny Payne lost these games. We'll have to figure that out.
Kenny Payne won those games.
I mean, and just, yeah. I mean, that's embarrassing now. I got to be honest. Probably the most embarrassing thing out of, like, all of this stuff. That whole saga. That's it. That's number one. You guys can argue about what number two is, what number three is, what number four is. That's number one. That right there. It's the take on ESPN 680-1057. So we'll read some text on that. We'll have a weird Wednesday. Pat 40 coming up. I have zero interest in talking about the new U of L president, although we can play the Neely Bendapudi medley yet again, Jack, if you want. I have no problem.
Works for me.
We played in the 4 and 5 yesterday. Maybe we played here at the back end of the 3. I got no problem with that.
I'm good with it.
It's magic. It's art. It's artistic. It's art. It's everything. So we can dive into that. But I have zero interest into talking about the U of L president. Is it Schartzel? By the way, you know it's also on my sheet. Now, Jack, I don't think Jack watched it. I know he's in Lexington. I mean, Virginia.
I saw the last 12 minutes when I got home.
Virginia won at Michigan, and Michigan's going to beat Kentucky.
I'm still not convinced Michigan is good. I feel like that was the one game where, you know.
I don't think they have to be good. Do they have to be good to beat Kentucky? Is Kentucky good? Are they good?
I trust them more than Michigan.
Well, let's get to that. So you were there last night. Now, Strebel yelled and screamed about the...
About Cal.
about the different lineups that he played, right?
Yeah, okay. You're like this. I walk in at like... It's like 11 o'clock last night. I walk in, and my dad has the Virginia-Michigan game on muted. And he's listening to Ethan Moore.
Is he really?
Yep.
I love that. And Ken Grossman listening to Ethan Moore late at night.
It gets better. I come in, and the first thing he says to me is, I didn't think Gal's presser was that bad.
And Strebel was
listening to Strebel, and
that makes me happy. You got him addicted. Thank you, Jack. That's organic. That's growing our audience organically, right?
Yes.
I like that. We got some streaming numbers at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night from Ken Grossman. That makes me happy. There's fewer things that make me happier than that right there. Usually it's all people telling us how terrible we are. That's usually all it is. So there you go. Enjoy your free content, Ken. We appreciate it. This is not me. Here goes Sweeney again with Kentucky. This is not me being anti-Cal. This is not, it's none of the nonsense that I know Kentucky fans will start whining about. Ron, I know you're there. I know everyone that calls into the post-game show is listening, and they'll get mad at this. I am not saying that Kentucky is done. I'm not saying they're this. I'm not saying they're that. What I am saying is, we have a nice 2, 4, 6, 7 game sample size, right? And Kentucky is pretty damn ordinary. I mean, am I wrong in any? Does any Kentucky fan feel that is a slight in any way? Sure, Cason Wallace is a good player. I'm like, individually, the players I feel like are good, and I was bullish. And of course, this team is number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the country preseason. I had them as a top 5 team. But right now, through 7 games, they have been one of the more disappointing teams in the country. You haven't beat anybody. And I know that Bellarmine is crisp passing, is taking the shot clock down, and everything else. I sure thought I would see a different Kentucky in the first half last night. I mean, Toppin again, bad. Cason Wallace, 3 points, can't make a shot. The bench is C.J. Frederick. I mean, we talked about when Howard and Duquesne came into Mighty Rep Arena. Oh, my God, Jack. How many guys are going to be able to play? Strebel's over there bellyaching. Oh, Duthero, and you got a Gingsley, and all the guys. You got an Onyenzo, excuse me. I mean, is he over there? I didn't even think about him playing last night. Bellarmine, he can't play. Again, Bellarmine, he cannot play. Lance Ware came in the game. Ball was taken from him immediately. Like, you literally could not get a team that was more athletic than Bellarmine, than Kentucky. And Kentucky, not something to prove, but Kentucky's like, you guys need to start playing good basketball. And we didn't see that last night. I'm not destining them to a 7 seed. I'm not saying they're 4th place, 5th place in the conference. I'm not saying they're losing this game, that game. And I'm not doing that. But right now, the correct analysis of this team is, you got to question it a little bit, don't you? I mean, don't you, giving that, Calipari, it's been, 5 years, Jack, since the Final Four? I mean, don't you got to question it when last year happened? I mean, last year you had 2-3 weeks where you felt good about yourself. The year before was a disaster. Doesn't that creep into your mind a little bit? Is Jacob Toppin A better? I mean, at one point he's 0 for 5 with a couple rebounds last night at one point. Oh, at the end of the game, Sweeney, great. I got some first half numbers that we can get to here in a second. I mean, first half of games against anyone worth a damn, and I am including Bellarmine, they're terrible. They shoot 35. They shoot 30%, and they shoot threes at about 15%. I don't know. You guys tell me. Texter says Kansas, Baylor, Duke, Gonzaga, etc. have all lost to mad teams by double digits. Yeah, but Strebel comes in here and yells and screams about Gonzaga. And Baylor isn't as good this season. Duke has been injured. But there's also a host of teams that have not done that. And all these teams have a win somewhere along the line.
Baylor beat UCLA. Virginia beat Illinois and
Baylor. They all have a win along the way. You don't have a win. Don't get offended, Kentucky fan. Hang on, Jack. Don't get offended, Kentucky fan. This always happens. Cerebral talks about this. Bunch of baby-ass Kentucky fans. No, your team right now, November 30th, is generic. Sorry. Seven years since Cal's last Final Four. Is that right?
2015?
I don't know what you want. I mean, Sheboy's fine, but Sheboy's not. I mean, she put 8 points against Bellarmine last night.
They were trying, like,
and they were doing everything. Cal was begging him. It's 2 minutes to go. He's putting him back in the game to get a double-double against Bellarmine last night. Toppin has not been good this year. Kaysen Walls has been fine. We know Reeves is going to play well against teams that, you know, he can match up with in big games. I don't expect him to be there in all of those games. Wheeler's fine. Collins right now gives you 9 minutes, maybe. Livingston, well, I need to play him more. Really? I mean, the guy can't throw the ball into a damn ocean. Didn't even take a shot last night. He can be the hustle guy. I actually don't have a problem with that. It'd probably fit the team pretty good. I mean, Lance Ware cannot play. you know it and I know it. And it's obvious that Cal, he cuts his bench. He's not going to play these other guys. I mean, you got to Onyenzo. I mean, how many more games do we see him in, Jack? Honestly, Adu Thiro, how many more games do we see him in? Texas says none of UK's players have improved. The team right now is going nowhere. I'm not even giving that prediction because everyone's like, Sweeney, you know this happens every year. That's fine. It might be a slow start. But we're seven games in, and we're waiting for this team to fire, and we're seven games in, and they haven't fired. Argentina scored again. A bunch of bums. Howard, Duquesne, South Carolina State, and North Florida, Jack, they shot 49% in the first half, 47% from three. Michigan State and Gonzaga, 33% from the field, 10% from three. And that matches the numbers last night. Bellarmine, first half, 30% from the field, 18% from three. They have these first halves to where they stink it up against quality teams. And Michigan State was okay. But Bellarmine and Gonzaga were not. Were not. And again, Michigan State was fine. It was okay. But you play somebody in these first halves aren't any good. Makes it difficult in the second half. I am not one that believes that Kentucky did anything in the second half that gives me hope. I am very firm in my belief that they're that much bigger, stronger, and faster that eventually, of course, they wore Bellarmine down because look at Bellarmine's guys and look at Kentucky's. And Kentucky's disappointing, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, Baylor, Baylor is going to have a down year. It looks like, Jack, I mean, I don't know, Villanova. I thought Villanova wasn't going to be good. You lose Jay Wright. Sorry. That's a big deal. That's a big deal, man. Dude's like the best coach in college basketball. But, man, this Kentucky team right now, I don't feel like, I mean, they're not a good three-point shooting team. They're not. They're not, I mean, Toppin and Case Lawson, these guys, they're not getting to the basket against Bellarmine. I mean, it took them 30 minutes to get the pace to where they wanted it last night against Bellarmine. Howard, Duquesne, in North Florida. I would say those are the three teams that you've looked like Kentucky. You know who you haven't? Michigan State, South Carolina State, Bellarmine, and Gonzaga. That was a sleepy game last night. I mean, Kentucky's got a lot of questions. Is this just what Toppin is? I think so. Is Oscar going to start looking like the Oscar of last year, but you know, it's maybe not quite as fluid as it was. Is Kaysen Wallace going to take this step? Is he? I mean, Kaysen Wallace has 11 points in 55 minutes the last two games. Now, he's been solid. He gets steals. He plays defense. 9 assists in those two games. He's a solid-ass player. I'm not putting it on him. But he wasn't special last night. He got outplayed by several guys on Bellarmine's team. Is Reeves the answer? What lineup? Why does Cal play a bunch of lineups that don't have anyone that can score on them?
Shoot. Go.
Dude, I don't know, man. You were there. Like, I'm just, and I have all the respect in the world for Bellarmine. But, I mean, those two teams could not be more opposite.
Which Bellarmine did what Bellarmine should do against Kentucky.
They played stall ball.
They slowed the game down. Yeah. I wouldn't call it stall ball because, to Kentucky's credit, if they did one thing well last night, it was that they were, you know, disciplined defensively. They didn't have a lot of breakdowns. So Bellarmine was just running their motion offense, trying to find a breakdown or an opening, and there just weren't many openings. So that ends up to where they're, you know, trying to hit tough shots at the end of the shot clock.
Right.
And not crashing the offensive boards, getting back in transition, and basically turning it into a slowdown game. They were on pace for 50. I have to see how many they ran throughout the course of the game. Just Kentucky did speed a little bit up in midway through the second half.
That's when Kentucky extended the lead.
Yeah,
and no offense to you, Scotty D, we love you, but I had to live bet Kentucky a couple times. You know,
I did have Bellarmine plus 25.
Damn right
though.
You did.
Yes, yeah. I did. So that
every Louisville fan I know had Kentucky or had Bellarmine plus 25.5, Bellarmine, every local, and then they had Maryland minus 12.5.
Oh, I parlayed the two.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Strebel's here. Look at him
right now. Hey, guys.
He got some Busch Light.
I did get some Busch Light today. How about that?
We'll take that money. Bellarmine, we'll put it right into NIL.
Bellarmine's 5-0 and against the number against high major teams this year.
Damn right they are.
They are, yeah.
You damn right they are. So, Strebel will make you wait till after the break.
That's fine.
Okay?
Yeah,
you had your turn.
Fine. Yeah.
You got 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But you would agree with me right now.
No, Kentucky, I agree.
They're disappointing.
I thought
we were locked and loaded for this season where I'm like, we're following one of those teams.
Yeah.
And it's anything but right
and
now.
And Cal said that. He said in the press conference, like, we're supposed to be one of those teams. And I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to be, but you're not.
They got to be stunned or not.
He's absolutely stunned. I'm with you.
And he ain't the only one.
Nope.
So let's take a break. Obviously, we're all rooting for North Carolina tonight.
Yeah, Tar Heel Nation.
Let's go, Baycott.
Let's go, Big Hubert Davis.
Let's go.
How the tables have turned. Strebel has to rely on rooting against Indiana for happiness.
I do.
Who is Baycott playing? Do we know?
I don't think he is.
Yeah, but Strebel, I'm not going to you on this.
I don't think he is.
I don't think you have any injury update on this game at all.
The latest I saw on Twitter last night.
You won't watch a minute of this game. You'll go to bed.
9 o'clock?
You were up late last night. 9:15. 9:15. Done.
Lucky for 15 minutes. I was late last night. Yeah.
Texas says, who's Vance Rudy for in the World Cup? Saudi Arabia. Let's take a break. 437-9680.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
The Kingdom will take a break. More Saudi Arabian sports talk radio.
Let's go.
Oh, Argentina. Do they lead 3-0? Oh,
he missed it, I think.
I thought he missed it.
Yeah, he missed it.
Yeah, Kentucky's generic. Louisville's a mess.
Yeah.
Pat Forty joins us in a half an hour. It's The Take on a Wednesday.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Huntley Hatfield's going to be better than Toppin.
And James Strebel.
No, that's a definitely no.
He loves Toppin.
Toppin's going to ball out this year.
Oh, please.
Absolutely.
I can't wait till he averages
14 7. And you and Jack are trying to pivot away and tell me about BHH's 9-6. That's what I can't wait for to happen. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. BHH to be stuck on a middling team, 13th in the ACC. Toppin going to be cream of the crop in the SEC with the cash.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
you were half right on that take. And the best part of that sound, Strieble, is the cats at the end.
At
when
the
you
end,
lose,
I'm
when
straining
you lose,
my voice.
You lose all air in your substantial lungs.
Yes.
That have been ruined for years of cigar use and secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke, yes. Cigar use, I've only been smoking cigars for about a year.
Oh,
and they're
goodness.
Like once a month, if that.
Andy Sweeney, James Strieble is here. Jack Grossman hanging out Liquor Barn Studios on this Wednesday. We'll make it fun. Kentucky's been disappointing. I mean, Louisville's Louisville. I don't know what to tell you.
When do we reach the point where there's nothing else left to say?
We're there.
Kind of. There's still arguing going on. That's when you know there's still more to say.
There's always
going to
be arguing.
No, there's going to be a point with this team
at
some point in the season where people just stop.
The B.J. Boston year, you yelled and screamed the entire year, 9-16.
Here's the ship. Here's the difference with that, though. Like, they were actually in games. They won a couple games. I mean, they won some games.
You're right.
I mean, this is so bad to where it's just going to be like, we're just done, and it's not even worth
arguing
about.
There's nothing like this in high major sports.
No, this is unique all within itself.
Yeah.
This is something new. This is something that we haven't ever seen before, and it just so happens that it's going on locally.
Texter says, Toppin is who he is. I actually think Oscar's been a little disappointing this year, nothing more than a compiler. Oscar hasn't quite been the same. We were talking about this off the air.
Remember when
he was going to shoot threes? He took a couple jumpers last night. I'm like, again, coaches sell in basketball, come back for another year and develop for the NBA. And it's the most, to me, self-serving thing. That's the reason I love NIL. Oscar came back and I feel like it's actually about NIL.
Right.
And maybe
developing
a little bit of NBA, but like Hunter Dickinson last night, like he knows. He knows what he is.
Yeah. Oh, I think like
big, slow white guy who hopes he can make it a couple years in the league. But for now, take the millions of dollars at Michigan and lose to Virginia in the last.
Well, I mean, that's all the big guys. Like, there's seven or eight of them. Yeah.
Baycott. I think they're all in the same boat.
Oh, yeah. Timmy's like that also.
But there are still some players, and I think Oscar has some of this, and even TJD does, Jack, where it's like, come back and develop a jumper.
Oh, sure.
Wink,
yes.
Wink. And no one buys it. And then the coaches laugh about it. Hey, he's going to come back to develop a jumper, my ass.
Right, exactly.
Like Woody was laughing about it, Jack.
Drawing up threes for Oscar.
Calipari and Bruiser Flint are laughing in his office that Oscar's going to come back and start shooting threes. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Please. Yeah. He hasn't shot one this season.
Hunter Dickinson is the only one that can actually make threes.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Michigan's beating you. That's what I'm taking. I hope I get Michigan plus like 8, 7, 5.5, please.
I don't know. I think Michigan's pretty generic, too. I mean, Kentucky's generic. I'm not saying Kentucky's great. I'm just saying I think Michigan's generic.
Arizona State beat Michigan by 25.
That's a bad loss. If Kentucky has losses, they don't have a bad.
And they had true escapes against Ohio and Eastern Michigan.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
It was more than just like playing with them for 25 minutes.
All right, Jack. Well, let me ask you this then. If Kentucky barely beats Michigan or they lose to Michigan, what are you ready to say then? If they lose to Michigan, you're ready to ask if they're going to make the tournament?
So what's
the analysis? Because they stink. They're generic.
I didn't say they stink.
Okay,
but
they stink.
And Kentucky's generic, too. They're both generic.
So you think, but you don't think they're on the same wavelength. You don't.
I think Kentucky is a better player.
You think they're a step ahead of Michigan, which I thought they were. Two steps ahead of Michigan. I can't even believe we're having this conversation, to be quite honest.
I agree. But, I mean, Michigan started off as a top 25 team. They're no longer in the top 25.
But if they're generic and Kentucky loses
and we build this loss, then I think it's trouble. I think it's trouble because at some point you've got to start beating these teams. And I went through the schedule last season. They didn't beat a soul until around this time, mid-December, actually a week later when they beat North Carolina. That's when they actually beat a team. Up to that point, they lost at Notre Dame, and they lost to Duke in the Champions Classic. Right now, they lost to Michigan State in the Champions Classic, and they lost to Gonzaga on the road. But Gonzaga is a better team than Notre Dame, so they got beat worse. Then they beat North Carolina. Then they beat – I forgot who else they beat. That was a pretty good team. They beat – they didn't play Louisville, obviously. And then they start off the SEC with a win. So right now the trajectory is about the same as last season. And last season's ending, as I said and you said earlier, is disappointing. but they're at the same trajectory they as they were last season.
You feel the same about them.
Like I do feel the same. They look almost exactly the same.
If they lost to a St. Peter's, you would not be. Last year, we were stunned.
Yes.
This year, we would not be stunned.
I would not be stunned.
If they lost to anybody right now.
No, because so far, they look exactly the same as they did last year. I mean, they win games the same way. They can't shoot the same way. Offense looks the same way. Everything looks the same. Can anybody out there in Kentucky land tell me anything that's different about this team than last year? They play about the same amount of guys.
Well, Oscar's not even as good this year.
And there's reasons for that, but no.
I'm not getting on him. I don't want to. No. The best player. You know what? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to move him aside.
Yeah. But everybody else is Wheeler's the same. He didn't get any better.
Right now, Cason Wallace is you could make the argument scoring wise is not what Ty Ty was.
No, he does other things that Ty Ty didn't do. He like defends and
Grady's
rebounds.
Very similar
to Reeves.
Reeves, yeah,
they're very similar. C.J. Frederick's very similar to Mintz. I mean, he's putting up very Mintz like numbers here recently. Lately, it's the same team. Man, Toppin's doing what Keon Brooks does. I mean, he'll get you double digits and like 8 rebounds or whatever. But a lot of that comes in mop up time.
Lance Ware can't play.
Lance
Collins
still
gives him.
Collins doesn't give you anything. They're the same effing team.
You don't
Andy.
Want Toppin to take jumpers.
No, they're the same team.
He gets
team.
A couple loose ball dunks, and everyone acts like he turned it on. Dude, I'm with you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they look the same to me.
I can't even enjoy what's going on in Louisville.
No, I can't. I even said that last time on Twitter when Louisville was just getting throttled early by Maryland and didn't look like they belonged on the floor with them. And I'm sitting there watching Bellarmine and Kentucky just not do anything, and Bellarmine dictate the game. That's the thing that bothered me the most. I know people out there, well, like, they're tough to play with and blah, blah, blah. No, they dictated the terms in the first half.
Yes, they did.
They made Kentucky
Bellarmine
play.
Didn't shoot well. They shot 30%
well.
From the field, 28 from three, and if a couple of those go in the first half, it's a different game. Bellarmine got wide open shots.
They did. They just missed them. Yeah, they missed them. But no, Bellarmine didn't play some A-plus game where you thought they were playing out of their minds, where Kentucky just, you know, they were up against it. They were just playing so good. That wasn't the case. But Bellarmine controlled the offensive side of the ball. They controlled the defensive side of the ball. In Kentucky, they had no answer for it. And at some point, you think that Cal says, okay, you, Cason Wallace, go to the basket. Just go to the basket. You're better than them. They'll foul you. Go to the basket.
It's the Cal KP coaching.
Yeah. It never happened.
Well, they couldn't get to the basket.
He could. He could get to the basket.
Sure, what are you going to do, man?
I don't know, man.
Jack, is this going to become an Indiana show? Is that why? Are we going to Indiana Sports Radio?
Kentucky won't be that miserable as to where Louisville's
One,
that
they
miserable.
Won't be that miserable, and the fan base is, unlike with football, with basketball, they don't get apathetic. They just get angrier and angrier.
They get angrier and angrier.
Yeah.
They are, and there are other teams, to me, they are as disappointing as anybody.
They're in a group of disappointing teams.
I'm just disappointed.
I am too. As a fan, I'm disappointed.
I thought from top to bottom, it was going to be one of those type of years.
I did too, man.
And
it's disappointing.
With each and every game, I keep waiting. It's like the Louisville fan who keeps waiting and waiting and waiting. Do you have a weird Wednesday today?
I do have a weird Wednesday. Actually, I have two choices.
Okay.
We can talk killer robots, or we can talk CIA UFO confessions.
The second one for me.
Okay, that's fine. But the killer robot's actually really good. There's some crazy stuff happening in this country right now with police robots. And I don't like it. Not one bit. But we could do CIA Area 51.
Oh, man, we should do both of them.
We can do both.
Jack, do you know the name of the new president at U of L?
I have no idea.
I told Ennis I'm not talking about it. I go, Ennis, you talk about it.
We're not going to do a deep dive into this person's career. You get your picture taken.
I don't even care.
No, I honestly
don't care.
I have to give some Louisville fans some credit.
Who are you giving credit to?
There hasn't been the overwhelming fawning over this new president the way there was fawning over Neely Bindaputi yet. Now, it's a woman, right? The new president? I really don't know.
Yes.
Okay, she hasn't spoken yet.
Yeah, she did.
Didn't
she speak today a little bit? Yeah, she did. She asked some questions.
She had some questions today, but the last time with Neely, there was this, oh my God.
Kim Schatzel. That's how you say your name.
There wasn't this, you know, this worshiping of Kim Schatzel the way there is worshiping of Neely Bindaputi. I'm hoping that Louisville fans at least learn their lesson, that you don't have to get on your hands and knees and kiss the feet of everybody on campus. Doesn't matter who it is. The economics professor's
well,
the
except
best.
Except for Kenny Payne.
Yeah, well.
And Danny Manning.
Danny Manning.
And whatever Josh Jameson
whatever does. He does. What I don't know what he does. He just
he wears Nike at he wore Nike at Oregon.
And he's qualified
now. He's qualified. Who doesn't want an ops guy for 25 minutes?
Exactly.
Who doesn't want
that's what you want on your staff. That's
exactly what you want.
You want an ops guy. But no, I, at least Louisville fans are not just flooding Twitter with just adulation and throwing flowers.
She said today, I'm all in for U of L.
Oh, wow. They must make Blank happy.
There you go. No, I don't think even Blank got into this. I don't even.
No,
I,
they didn't.
I don't know. Did
I'm
he
stunned.
Go? Do we know Blank and Baker went to the orientation today, Jack? I know Mangus was there.
Oh, was he?
I don't think Double D was there.
Double D and Blank weren't there?
I don't know. Well, I don't know about Blank. And the other thing, too.
Blank's a wounded animal.
Blank's battling with Maben.
Oh man!
You don't know. There's we got complete.
There's some things going on.
Street, but we have the Louisville fan base and 93.9 right now is in shambles.
Oh, I hate to hear that. I do. I don't want. I don't.
It's like, and you know,
that
we got Lieberman
lie.
Or Bob. Okay, and right. So like they're not going to get in the middle.
No, they're not
going
to sling mud.
Okay, so it's like we're just on the outside watching this.
Yeah,
like I very much feel like I'm the person on the outside of the fish tank. Usually, we are involved in some way.
But this is their thing.
But
now.
Me, you, and Jack are just sitting here.
Yeah,
and tensions are high. Maybe left early. Maybe always leaves early for these games. I don't blame him. He get the hell out of there.
Get out of there, too. I don't care.
I would have left it. I never would have went, let alone leave at halftime.
Now, Rummage stayed through the whole thing,
but
right?
But he. I believe so.
I think Rummage stayed the
but
whole time.
But he left, and everyone's like, Blank's like, well, you know, not calling me a real fan on football. You're not a real fan of Kenny Payne.
He said that?
Did I know hoops?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, there's a little bit of that yesterday, too, with the Blank sound when he was screaming and yelling. He's like, I was told I was stupid and I didn't know basketball.
It's progressed.
Oh, man.
It's progressed.
Yes, those are two titans in U of L land, man.
And Diener stuck in the middle.
Oh, no.
Mangus ain't happy. There's a lot going on, man.
Diener being stuck in the middle is probably the saddest part of it. What does he do? Where does he go? He wants to be loyal to the bird with Maben, but then again, he's not happy with Kenny Payne the way Blankenbaker is.
No, I think Dieter's with Blank. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know, that more probably more so.
Jack, come in. You know what? This is going to be great. Come NCAA tournament time, Jack. All of the Louisville guys are going to be either in Vegas or Florida.
Yeah.
Or wherever Iona is.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a great point.
Yeah, the NIT. Jack's going to end up hosting just like 7 to 10, 12 to 3.
Yeah,
like,
we will only dog the NCAA tournament, and that obviously will not include Louisville.
Oh, it'll be 7 hours of basketball talk with Jack Grossman. That's what it's going to be.
I'll be a pig and bug.
Oh, man.
You will be a pig and
bug. It'll be Jack giving takes on how Fran McCaffrey is the 9 seed is going to lose to the 8 seed.
Rick Barnes chokes
Rick Barnes.
You know, you can't trust Matt Painter in March, damn it.
There you go.
My dad was like, you know, this tennis team's pretty good. I like him better than last year. I go, it doesn't matter.
Like, you know what's going to happen,
I go, it doesn't matter.
Round of 32, bye-bye.
It just does, first, second round doesn't matter.
Yeah. How good they are, how bad they are. This is what Rick Barnes does. Jack Roseville, he'll be talking. You think Chris Chandler turned? I thought of that name. Like dating off coaches that Louisville fans would be like, fire them now. Chris Jans came to mind, Mississippi State.
Texas says, is Chris Livingston alive? Oh, don't you know he went for a couple of loose balls
last night.
Cal's got to play him more. Playing him more, he'll play him less.
He sounded like very like Bryce Hopkins like last night while he discusses Chris Livingston.
He says, when he said Chris Livingston, I need to find ways to play him more.
I thought Bryce Hopkins.
I thought he'll never play ever again. I actually thought that the Bellarmine game might have been the last time I ever saw him in a Kentucky uniform.
Again, yes. It'll be Khalil Whitney, and he'll just be gone.
The Dragon. That's what he called
himself. Dragon, yeah. I hope that's not the case, though.
Texas says Diener's going to be with Richard Pitino. He's Pitino. I mean, really?
He's at New Mexico, right?
Yeah, I mean, Richard Pitino's made the tournament a couple times.
He's not going to.
That's not a long trip. No offense to Richard Pitino.
Yes.
That's you show up, lose by 18, you pack up, you leave.
Yeah, and Diener's not going to put on New Mexico Lobos jerseys.
He might. Well, he would if he asked, he will. Oh, yeah. He put on a Minnesota shirt.
He did.
Who cares about Minnesota?
I agreed. And I remember Rick Pitino with that Minnesota scarf. He's being obnoxious on in the crowd, coaching from the stands. Ah!
Texas says this is why Denny benched Kenny so much when they played. Did he?
I don't know. He's old-timers, man. It ain't the 80s anymore. What Kenny did in 86 doesn't matter what he does now in 2022.
Texas says, done. Is the new president loyal to the bird?
Oh, of course. She's got to be loyal to
does
the bird.
Does she know about being loyal to the bird?
You got to sign a loyalty pact when you become an employee of Louisville where you have to be loyal to the bird. It's a fact.
I think she's like 65. She signed like a seven-year deal maybe.
Really? She's 65?
Yeah, I think Chris Ott's asked her, like, you're old. How are you going to do this?
Chris Ott, hey, you're elderly. How are you doing? When I'm 65. I hope I'm done. Like not dead. I want to be alive. I don't want to be working anymore.
Oh, you don't want to be dead?
No, I want to be alive.
Thank
I want to
you
be
for
done.
Clarifying
I
that
I want to be done
us.
Working by the time I'm 65. I hope I'm done working.
I hope you are, too.
Really
at this pace, it's not looking good.
It doesn't look good. Yeah, 401k is not looking great right now.
I hate to tell you.
I get those
updates. It's not good.
I get those updates. I'm like, oh, boy. How many more years am I working?
Texas says, Kenny Payne post-game press conferences are brutal. No more culture talk. Give us something, KP. Oh, the press conferences are worse.
Every time.
Yeah. It adds like the I don't know, the chocolate on a sundae. That's what it is.
The sprinkles on top. The cherry on top.
The sprinkles on top.
I hate it. We got to fight more. It's like, no, it ain't about fight, man. There's no amount of fight that's going to do it for your team. Don't fight. What do you mean fight?
It's bad, man.
It is. It's the worst.
It's bad.
He walked in. Have you guys quit? They should have been like, yeah.
Was Greer pissed?
Yeah.
Jackie, you guys taped your thing
Greer
today?
Greer wasn't happy today. He didn't make excuses. He said he was going to hammer him, and he wasn't yelling or screaming like Big Guy does, but he was pretty frank with it.
He's heavy-handed?
He was heavy-handed.
He was frank.
Yes.
Wow.
He was frank.
What's Greer like when he's heavy-handed and frank?
Saying that they're terrible and it's not acceptable.
I don't know. Imagine like a youth minister getting mad. That's what it looks like.
It's just confusing. It's not scary.
Imagine a soccer guy getting mad. That's
it's
what it's like. Yeah.
It's like a curiosity.
There you go.
It's not like you're not like, oh man, he's mad. You're just like, huh, he's mad. Huh.
He's like, I'm so mad, I'm going to go to the Gap and just look around for a little bit and cool down.
He's going to watch more World Cup.
Buddy.
I'm going to watch a World Cup and just surf Banana Republic online and see if they have any corduroy pants.
I'm not even going online or at the good one. I'm going to the outlet. That's how mad I am. I'm going to the Banana Republic outlet.
Texas says Nick Coffey wants Payne fired now.
At least somebody over there speaks about U of L sports. Good job, Nick.
It's not going to be Colin Cowherd. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Pat 40 joins us next here on this Wednesday.